Cause I have a hope, I have a future, I have a destiny that is yet awaiting me. My life's not over, a new beginning's just begun. I have a hope, I have this hope. God has a plan, God has a plan. It's not to harm me, but it's to prosper me and to hear me when I call. He intercedes for me. He's working all things for my good, though trials may come. I have this hope. Blessing, I will yet praise. I will yet praise Him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give Him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and He turns it into light. I will yet praise Him, my Lord, my God. Let's sing this promise. My God is for me. My God is for me. He's not against me. So tell me whom then. Tell me whom then shall I fear? He has prepared for me great work He'll help me to complete. I have a hope, I have this hope. Goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy, they're gonna follow me and all forever dwell in the house of my great King. No eye has ever seen. Oh, He's preparing there for me. Though trials may come, I have this hope. I will yet praise Him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give Him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and He turns it into light. I will yet praise Him, my Lord, my God. So we sing, this is the day, this is the day that You have made. Whatever comes, I won't complain, for all my hope is in Your name. Now Your joy awaits my parade. Let's give thanks together. I give thanks for all You have done, and I will sing of Your mercy and Your love. Your love is unfailing, Lord, I am grateful. When I was down, You brought me out and set my feet on higher ground. So here I stand, You are my God. Your faithfulness, my solid rock. I give thanks for all You have done, and I will sing of Your mercy and Your love. In this moment, let's worship Him. And then as we lift our hands, the heavens open, the heavens open. So let our lives declare the love our God has spoken over us. And as we lift our hands, the heavens open. Heavens. thanks for all that you've done. I give thanks for all you have done, and I will sing of your mercy and your love. The God of heaven loves me. There's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven loves me. We stand upon the promise of that truth today, Lord. We stand upon your love and the great living hope we have in Christ the Son. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. We sing your promise still stands. Your promise still stands, 'cause great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your, this is my confidence, you never fail me. Yeah. We sing, I know the night won't last, 'cause I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Cause Jesus, you're still enough, and keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Your promise still stands. And great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, 'cause this is my confidence. Still stands, your promise still stands, and great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, 'cause this is my confidence, you never fail me. Sing this promise. I've seen you move. I've seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe I see you do it.
A hallelujah in the middle of our circumstance. So what would you say? I'm gonna sing, 'cause I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a high. Spirit louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
Well, welcome and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone here and to those visiting or watching us online, Happy New Year to you as well. My name is Ralph, and if you are new or visiting, we're just so honored that you are joining us. If you are new, we'd love for you to fill out a connection card in your seat backs, drop it into the offering bags as they come by in just a moment, and one of our pastors will follow up with you with a personal welcome. You can also stop by our new people's table out in the lobby after service. Well, I have just a few brief announcements about some upcoming events, so you'll want to hear these. First, a reminder, there are no services this Saturday or Sunday, January 1st or 2nd. But join us next week, January 8th, 9th, at our regular service times on Saturday and Sunday. And on that weekend, the 8th and 9th, we're going to start a new series called Sowing and Reaping. And we're going to be learning biblical principles on how to grow a glad spirit in our soul. So if you need some gladness, come out and hear that. We're going to be learning about a generous heart, growing a generous heart with our finances. And also, we're going to learn about unity within our relationship. So don't miss that series. Brothers, men, come out and join us for our first men's gathering of the new year. Yes, I love hearing that. Excitement and enthusiasm. That's going to be Wednesday, January 12th. So come join with me and most of our male staff for that. Our brother Jake Walker, beloved Jake Walker, is going to be sharing on how we can set godly priorities. So invite a friend, invite a neighbor, invite a coworker, and we're also inviting all young men in sixth grade and up. So if you've got a son and you would love him to see his daddy, his papa worship, bring them out. They're invited as well. Also, whether you're new to CA or newer to CA, or you've been here quite some time and you just still don't really feel that sense of belonging, let me tell you about our partnership class. This is a four-week class that really is an important step to helping people figure out how they can belong. It starts January 23rd at 11:15, and if you come on out, you're going to meet some of our pastors, you're going to learn some of our church history and what we believe as a church, and it's also a great opportunity to meet other folks and start making some new friends. So food will be included, and we need you to register for that four-week class online. And then lastly, if you're someone who's recently decided to trust Jesus with your life and follow him, and maybe even for some of you it wasn't so recent, but if you haven't been baptized, we want to encourage you to get baptized. Our next baptism class is on a Sunday, January 9th, for baptisms that will happen February 5th and 6th in our services. Well, this is the time in our service when we pause to worship God again with our tithes and offerings. And in just a moment, we'll pass the offering bags, but you can also give online via our website or our CALA app. If you're visiting us tonight, please don't feel any obligation to participate. We simply want you to be our guests. But thank you for those of you who give. We're so grateful for your ongoing generosity. Would you join me as I pray one more time? Well, Father, we just sang about your faithfulness. And as I pray one of the last prayers of 2021, just want to acknowledge that, Lord. We as your people want to acknowledge your great faithfulness in watching over us this year. Lord, for some it was a hard, hard year, and they went through challenging things. For others, it was a good year. But Lord, you were with us all. Lord, I'm reminded of the scripture. We don't grieve. We don't go through hard times as those without hope. So thank you, Father, for being with us in the good, in the bad, in the ugly. Father, we're so grateful for you. We're so grateful that you love us, your children. And Lord, as we move into 2022, we just pray that you would continue to go ahead of us, to go before us, Lord, to lead us and guide us into green pastures and still waters, Lord. And Lord, when we do come upon our enemies, thank you that your rod, your staff, they comfort us. Thank you that even in the face of our enemies, you set a table for us. God, we're so grateful for you. We pray tonight all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Isn't that a great video? Well, to all of you who are here, I'm so glad you're here. Those joining us online, thanks for joining us. My name is Matt. If anybody's visiting, always such a honor to have visitors with us. We have some values that help direct the way as a local church. Direct our priorities. And those values are grace, the grace of God, the kindness of God, worship, our response to God as we turn to Him and trust in Him and worship Him. Family, our third value, that's reaching out to one another with the love of Christ. And our fourth value is the kingdom of God. Kingdom is all about how far and wide is the reach of God's good news through Jesus Christ. And that video that you just saw, those are not actors and actresses. I was sitting there part of the way through thinking, that's us. That's what God is doing through this local church in Los Angeles. It's amazing how God's kingdom is reaching near and far through us. Isn't that incredible? So I want to highlight with you just some of our global efforts, some of our local efforts that we accomplished this year before we take a moment, as we do once a month. In fact, this value of ours is so critical to us that we do this thing. We, once a month, take a second offering, all of which goes to this effort, not just to keep these lights on and things, but to beyond these walls, to reach far and wide with the kingdom of God. Global efforts to share with you. We have partnerships that are impacting, you saw in the video, 15 countries around the world. And there's a map here. There's also that map's in the lobby as well. If you want to just stop and look at the different parts of the world that our resources and our prayers are going to reach. Second global effort to share with you. We were able, some of you know this, We were able to fund relief efforts in the Philippines after Typhoon Rai, and we are also able to give $150,000 toward clean water, Bibles, and discipleship through local churches in Ghana. And then also, as a global effort, we're reaching out to 16 different unreached people groups through our partnerships. What that means is we're reaching to 16 different communities or regions in the world where the people living there have little to no access to hear the gospel. But we are making sure that they do in at least 16 places on the globe right now. Local efforts this past summer, we did the one-day LA Serve Day, something we've done for a number of years, a local way to serve our community. And would you believe that during the pandemic, 120 of you came out to serve across six different serve sites. And then we joined in with churches and groups and organizations all around our city to do this large one-day LA program that was special to this year. Thankful also for our ongoing efforts. You saw again this in the video, but to impact areas of combating human trafficking, supporting foster families, caring for people experiencing homelessness, and reaching youth and young adults here in our city. And lastly, I just want to emphasize the importance of this value being integrated into every one of our lives, where you go and where you live and the people that you touch and talk to and love and serve and pray for. The kingdom of God comes near through those of us who have entered into a relationship with the King. If you know and trust Jesus, you're bringing the nearness of God's kingdom to all those you interact with. And that's what we call a missional lifestyle, that you just live on mission. And we do that together as a local church. So just wanted to celebrate in this last weekend of the year before we receive the last kingdom offering of the year. Wanted to celebrate all of these efforts together. And let me pray for us, and then the ushers are ready for us to give our kingdom offering. Well, Lord, this is about you. It's about you, and it's for you. Lord, these are acts of worship, of all surrender to you, so that you can align our lives with your priorities. Our hearts can become like your hearts. We can see others the way that you see them, and we can reach to them with the love that you have shown to each one of us. Continue to make us people on mission. Continue to make us people through whom your kingdom comes and your will is done. We trust you, Lord, to do that with us, people like us, and we give you all the glory. Would you receive our offering tonight? Would you multiply it? And God, would you lead us even further? Who knows where else we might touch on this globe with your love? And so we give this kingdom offering to honor you, to serve you, to worship you, and to glorify you in all the earth. In Jesus' name, we say together, amen. Well, I get to also carry us through the teaching time today, so I'm going to transition into this end of the year message. 2021, almost over. Hard to believe. It's about to be a new year. And I don't know if you've noticed, but in the media, in newspapers, magazines, on TV, online, every social media platform, every news outlet right now is full of reflections and predictions. That's what we seem to like to do at the end of every year, reflect and predict. You can find 1,000 different summaries of 2021 online, and you can find just as many predictions of what to expect in 2022. Now, you'd think after the last 2 years that we would just stop doing that because none of us really know what to expect. Nevertheless, that is what we do. And I read one prediction this week that just made me laugh when I read it. It was in a list of predictions, okay? All about, some about the market and some about international affairs and different things like that. But the first one on this particular list, this prediction for 2022, ready? People will look for assurance of something they can depend on. No kidding. What a genius observation. After 2020 and 2021, people will wonder if they can depend on anything. Well, as we leave 2021 behind and begin this new year, there is a passage of scripture that, even before I had read that story, was already giving me great assurance for the new year. It's a psalm. It's Psalm 20. And this psalm is what I want us to look at together today. It's a psalm that is shaping my prayers and shaping the way that I am approaching and living into a new year. And I believe that Psalm 20, the Word of God in Psalm 20, offers a kind of solid footing, as God's Word always does. These are words that I'm holding on to, and I believe we can depend upon them in the new year. Now, before I read Psalm 20 to you, I want to tell you, Psalm 20 is a blessing. It's a blessing. And a blessing is a declaration of truth about God that we are counting on. That's what a blessing is. It's a prayer for what I hope and am counting on God to do for you. Think about how we say, bless you. God, bless you. What are we saying? We're telling God what to do. God, bless that person. God, we're counting on you to do for us what I'm calling on you for. That's what a blessing is. Psalm 20, though, it's not just some kind of like naive, happy thought sort of blessing. It's a blessing with an honest, sober look at the uncertainty of life. It's a blessing from the Word of God, and because of its honest kind of approach, and because it's from God's Word, I'm trusting the words of this psalm like a solid rock to walk on into this new year. So let's walk through Psalm 20, this blessing, together. Here it is. It's in your bulletins, also will be on the screen. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. We're going to talk about trouble in a minute. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. And then that old word, Selah. We don't know what that word means, but we think it's a musical note to pause. So we paused. Now, verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. We're going to need to celebrate the goodness of God revealed in one another in this new year. And in the name of our God, may we set up banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know, he says in verse 6, I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. I love that. David wrote this psalm. He's the king. So he's saying, and by the way, pray for me too. And may he, that's the Lord, may the Lord answer us when we call. Okay, this blessing is grounded in a very honest faith. This blessing anticipates some trouble. It anticipates some plans being made. And it anticipates some victory for which we can give shouts of joy. All while declaring confident assurance in the power and authority of our God. And so with the time that we have left in this year, there are three parts of this blessing that I want to help you kind of unpack and understand so that you and I can receive this blessing from God on our lives as we walk into a new year. Okay, so the first part of this blessing that I want you to understand tells us that when we face trouble, we can be sure that the Lord has some holy help for those who call on his name. Psalm 20 begins, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." I was talking to Rocky before the service, and he said, "I read Psalm 20 this week, and it sounds almost like God is your sugar daddy, just blessing you with all of this stuff." I said, "Yeah, but notice it starts right out of the gates recognizing trouble. There's some trouble ahead." It starts out, "May the Lord answer you," not if, in the day of trouble. And if you want to know what that little word trouble means in this context, the Hebrew word here, it literally means the saying that we have, between a rock and a hard place. You ever heard that? I'm between a rock and a hard place. I can't go right or left. I have no good options here. I'm stuck with no place to go. That's some trouble. May he answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. This blessing doesn't ignore or deny trouble. But this blessing assures us that when we call on the name of the Lord, he hears our troubled cries for help. Now, looking back over the last 12 months of 2021, we saw plenty of trouble. In the midst of global concerns over a virus and variants and vaccines, there was loss of life, but there was also loss of homes, loss of whole neighborhoods from floods and tornadoes and hurricanes. In 2021, we saw a rise in troubled marriages, and we saw a rise in mental health concerns, especially among our children. In fact, we're still assessing and rebuilding and still carrying trouble from 2020, and we don't know what trouble might face us in 2022. But I'm thankful for God's word that does not deny or ignore trouble, but tells me who my helper is in my trouble. And as we end this year and begin a new one, the assurance that you and I can depend upon is that God will hear every troubled cry for help. May we be criers for help in this new year. May we be people who are quick to cry out to God for help. And verse 2 tells us something about the kind of help God gives us. It says, may he send you help from the sanctuary. That's literally holy help. May he send you holy help, divine help, help this world cannot give, from a source of strength this world cannot offer, and give you support from Zion, which is basically like saying, may he help you from heaven. It's like when people say, somebody must be looking out for you. Yeah. If his eye is on the sparrow, thank God he's watching out for you and me. It might be an answered prayer for a new job. It might be a deposit in your bank account. It might be a breakthrough in your marriage. It might be a miracle for your child. It might be anything that God sends your way as holy help. But holy help might be help that comes at just the right time for the deepest need that only God sees. And so to all who are carrying some trouble into the new year, receive this blessing. May the Lord hear you call on his name, and may you receive his holy help. Second part of the blessing that I want you to understand is this, that it assures us that there is a connection between the worship you give and the plans you make. In the new year, there's going to be a connection between the worship you give and the plans that you make. Verse 3 says, may he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices, which is basically saying, describing a pattern of devoted worship. This blessing saying, may the Lord remember that you are devoted in your worship. May he remember all the ways that you have worshiped him. Verse 4, may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. We love that part. That's awesome. May he grant you all of your desires. Doesn't that sound great? Until you remember with me that you and I are not very good at choosing the best desires for ourselves. And that's where worship comes in. We bring our desires to God. We bring our hearts to God. We align our lives with the truth of God as we worship him. And when we do that, a heart of worship begins to have desires and plans that the Lord wants to fulfill. So when you look back over the last year of your life, I wonder if you can see the fulfillment of plans that began in an attitude of worship. The fulfillment of plans that began in an attitude of worship. Let me give you some examples of this from 2021. Many of you know that we began last year a meeting outside on a football field at Village Christian School. And we were doing that because of the orders in place of not gathering indoors and all of that. And we searched and searched for an outdoor venue until we were given this space by Tom Conjoyan at Village Christian School. Now, he didn't have to do that. Other schools that we talked to didn't do that. They were not willing to let us use their campuses or anything. And I'll never forget when we finally resumed our indoor services and we gathered back here again. Some of you were there and you might remember this, but we had Tom Conjoyan. He was in the service at that weekend, and he came up on the platform and just spoke a few words. And some of you might remember that, and we thanked him. But what has stuck with me that I don't know if I'll ever forget is he made a statement when he was standing up here to explain his decision of why did he let us use that football field. And I'll never forget this. He said, the only way we'll get through this, talking about all the craziness we're living in, the only way we'll get through this is to serve our way through it. I'll never forget those words. They struck me as so profound, and they have rung in my ears for months. In fact, I have literally scratched my head thinking, like, what did he even mean by that? That is such a profound statement. The only way we're going to get through this is to serve our way through it. And I don't know all of what Tom Kinjoyan meant in that statement, but here's what it sounds like to me. That's a worship-inspired decision. Should we let this church use our space? Well, out of an attitude of devotion and worship to Jesus, the decision was to serve like Jesus. You only arrive at a conclusion that the best way to get through something is to serve your way through it. You only get to that conclusion through worship, through a surrendered life to Jesus, following his example of service. That's why I say, out of an attitude of worship, you're going to have some plans made. And there's going to be a direct connection. It's true for all of us. A direct connection between the worship we give and the plans that we make. I'll give you another quick example from this last year. I know a man who became, I met him here in this church. He came to the end of himself this past year. And thank God, a friend of his invited him to one of our services. He heard the gospel, and he said yes to Jesus. I want what Jesus offers me. Surrendered his life to Christ. And he was one of the people, in fact, who got baptized in our most recent baptisms. And this guy, the Lord is just making him new. He is so hungry to know Jesus and the new life that he has found through Christ. And at the time that he came to Jesus, this man was in a relationship that was happening on his own terms with no thought of what God thought about it. But as this man's devotion to Jesus strengthened, and as he worshiped, he realized that things had to change in that relationship. And so this guy, he was in this relationship before he came to Jesus. Now he's walking with the Lord, he's worshiping, and he's realizing things need to change. And this guy sat down with his girlfriend and said, I've got to move out. I have to figure out how to reestablish our relationship on a foundation of obedience to God. And that this guy, that is no easy thing to do. What a courageous man. What a man of worship this guy is. He is living increasingly with an attitude of worship, and the inevitable effect is his desires are changing and plans that he's making are coming out of that attitude of worship in his life. We like the sound of verse 4, may he grant you all your desires. But those desires and plans that come out of a devoted worship to God, those are the desires and the plans the Lord says, I want to fulfill those. And here's the third part of the blessing. I want you to understand, almost done. This blessing assures us that we will have victories to celebrate. We're going to have some reasons to shout for joy in 2022. Just as sure as there will be some trouble, just as sure as we are going to make plans, we can be sure that there will be some victories to celebrate. We're going to do some shouting like only CA can do for joy. There will be some lives. Just think about this. There will be some lives saved and changed and freed from sin in 2022. God will do that. Verse 5 says, may we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. This is the only time, by the way, in this psalm, only time that it says, may we do something. Up to this point, the blessing has been all about what God will do. May He do this and that. But here's a statement that says, may we shout for joy over your salvation. May I get excited and celebrate when I see the goodness of God in your life. May I make some joyful noise when we see the gospel still changing people's lives. This is what we do. This is what we do when we hear other people tell stories of how God reached down and rescued them and healed them and saved them and blessed them. This is why at Christian Assembly, when we do baptisms, we have people come stand up here and we hear just a little piece of how God is changing their lives so that we can clap and we can shout and we can whistle and we can celebrate what God is doing, the victory, the salvation that He is bringing about in their lives. The blessing says, raise up some banners to celebrate how God is still saving and changing lives. Lindsay and I, this past summer, were on a road trip, and we were in East Texas, near where my family lives, and we passed a church that I could tell it was a church because I saw the roof and it had a little steeple on it, but I couldn't actually see much of the church building because all across the lawn of this church, they had these massive signs, huge banners out. And I couldn't even tell what kind of church it was. You could hardly see it because of all these banners. And the banners were covered with every political slogan and social cause you can imagine. That this church had all its banners out of what causes they were all about. And what struck me is when I saw that not one of those banners had the name of Jesus on it. Not one of those banners declared in this church what we're all about is the power of God to change lives through the gospel. In 2022, may Christian Assembly continue to be a church that sets up banners in the name of our God and declare the life-changing, world-changing, broken heart mending, spirit-filling power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. May that be the banner for which we are known. May we shout out for those whose lives are getting a makeover by the same power that raised Jesus from death to life. May we shout out with joy for those who overcome disappointment by holding unswervingly to the hope of Jesus. May we show some joy when we hear that old wounds of abuse and prejudice have been seen and heard and healed through the love and friendship of God. God's people. May we make joyful noise when we witness one another giving like we've done today with remarkable generosity to the purposes of God. And in 2021, this past year, 265 people made decisions to put their faith in Jesus in this church. That's 265 reasons for joy and 265 reasons to make some noise about the power of the gospel. Tommy, would you come join me wherever you are? Just like 2021, this next year, there's going to be some trouble. There's going to be some plans, and there's going to be some victories. And all the while, the question will be, do we trust the Lord to be the source of our assurance? Will we choose to depend upon our Savior? Will we live with confidence in our God? The blessing in Psalm 20 is, It contains a little caution in it, just a word of warning. It says we might be tempted to depend on something or someone other than our God. That we might be tempted to trust in a counterfeit. It almost seems crazy when you see it in verse 7. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Listen, some are going to shout and demand that we trust the latest social trends, the newest forms of satisfaction, the strength of nations, the promises of politicians. Some will trust in currencies and in fleeting fame. Some will trust in the next relationship they can get themselves into. And some won't trust anyone but themselves, because we're trusting people. We want to trust. We need to trust. But only one is forever worthy of trust. Only one is called the beginning and the end, the Ancient of Days, whose love endures forever and whose mercies are new every morning. And in 2022, may our assurance be firmly established in Him. And may we receive the blessing of God and confidently declare with our lives in an uncertain world words like those in the book of Jude. I want us to close with this. They're in your bulletin. These words are the last words in the book of Jude in the New Testament. Would you stand with me, in fact, and I want us to read this together as a declaration of who is this God who blesses us, like we've been talking about. And this is who He is. Would you read with me? Ready? All glory to Him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are His before all time and in the present and beyond all time. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
Would you sing that with me? The Lord bless and keep you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face.
So we sing amen to that prayer.
Oh, amen, and amen, and amen. Amen, and amen, and amen. We sing it again, amen.
To you, the Lord turns.